Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
To Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
A reminder, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Island Guest Line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Guest Line. I haven't had a guest in the 3 years I've been doing this show. Andre Reed will join us at 5 o'clock.
A guy!
He's got to be a buddy of yours.
Oh, that's my guy, man. Andre, Hall of Famer,
Hall
baby.
Hall of Famer, wide receiver, one of the best to ever do it. Jim Kelly's favorite target back in the day. We'll
Absolutely.
Talk to him coming up in less than an hour. By the way, breaking news, Brandon Crawford is officially retired from baseball. And Blake Snell gets 5 years and $182 million with the Dodgers. Let's move on.
Tough one for Giants fans who I've seen online. Some of them are saying the sport of baseball is dead. It's some could argue that happened
Giraffe,
a few
right?
years
Didn't
ago.
They call him? That was his little name, Brandon? We had just nicknames around the
Brandon Belt. Brandon Belt. Yes. Yeah, they had the two Brandons.
Yes.
It's an era that's been over, and Giants fans are understandably not taking it too well because you could have got something for this pitcher. Could have gotten literally anything, and
it's the stench of Farhan.
100%. And they did the thing. They did the snarky thing of, oh no, we can compete, and everyone knows there's no chance you can compete. And then, you know, you get into this situation where the Dodgers are taking all this deferred money, and it's tough. I get Giants fans being sick to their stomach.
Yeah, listen, we'll move off on baseball because Lowe's going to throw something out. Continue. If we don't get back into the NFL, but two reasons that bought two words, two names. How's that? Farhan, because I'm with you. If you couldn't see that you needed to sell Snell, how many times? With Madison Bumgarner, and I was sitting right where you are, and I was doing a show just before the trade deadline, just screaming at the heavens, just going, you've got to move Snell, people. There's nothing to salvage in this season. And Mr. Middling there, Farhan, no, I think we got a chance. Come on, man. He never pulled the trigger. And the other problem with all of this equation is Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani, when you defer $600 million of your $700 million contract to the year 2034, you can do things like this if you're the Dodgers.
Yeah, shout out Bobby Bonilla. As a
still get paid.
Grew up a Mets fan. He really set the standard for everybody, and then the Dodgers seem to be the only team that remember that, oh, hey, we can actually still do this and sort of cheat all of these restrictions and this fake salary cap. And to their credit, the only way that works is if you have ownership who is willing to pay money for a roster. You still have to pay it. It's just not hitting. It's not hitting the salary cap year after year. I know it's not necessarily a salary cap, but you don't have to pay it the same way. But you need ownership that's committed, and the Giants have had ownership that's all about splitting down the middle, being break, being roughly, quote unquote, roughly break even, and that is probably the worst place you can be in sports. It's just right in the middle, right. Not clearly bad, right. Not clearly good, no direction, ship without a rudder, and that's tough to stomach.
And the Dodgers, they just stay relevant. They just don't. They never rebuild. They just reload. They go out and they make. When they brought in Bex, like Mookie, 4 or 5 years ago, just watching the way this organization goes out, they're always in the thick of things. You think, okay, here comes the Padres. Nah, when they get serious, we'll dismantle you.
Yeah.
Not only did he get the 182 over 5 years, they gave him a $52 million signing bonus.
Yeah.
And the Giants are paying him, I think, $17 million this year. The way they structure his deal, wrong.
Baseball is in dire straits because it's the have and the have-nots. You can do like that in the NFL, disperse that wealth. Man, you know,
I played the wrong sport. Well, listen,
there's a reason why Green Bay and Minnesota are good football teams, right? And the New York Giants suck. You don't see that in Major League Baseball because the Yankees got money and Tampa Bay don't. Oakland has no money. Mm. The Dodgers do. Mm. And it's feast or famine in that league. And they got to do something about it. By the way, July 1st, Bobby Bonilla Day.
Love it. One of my favorite holidays of the year.
I was with a guy named Jeff Cirillo who played baseball. He was with the Mariners. And I was a sportscaster out in Seattle, for those of you that don't know. I don't know why you wouldn't. Every time I'm on the show, I remind people of the glory days. Thank you very much. But this is Jeff Cirillo, who signed a free agent contract from the Milwaukee Brewers. He signed like a 4-year deal. He was pulling down like $8 million a year with the Mariners. And he was garbage after the first year and a half. They let him go. But it was like a 5-year deal. So he had 4 more years in that contract. Now, baseball, unlike that of the NFL, that money's guaranteed. And so I remember being out on his boat. And we were hanging out. It was a beautiful Lake Union shout out in Seattle. Their summers are amazing in Seattle. And we're having a couple of pops, and his phone dings. I'm like, what was that? He's like, I just made $800,000. And we're sitting on a boat.
Wow.
This dude's now got a punch, you know, and that's life in baseball. I didn't need to go there, but
that's a beautiful thing. Beautiful. And it is rough. It is a rough life in the NFL where you're putting your body on the line more than any other sport.
Get it while you can.
And you know as well as anybody, you get hurt. That's it. You could be loved one day, and that stuff's not guaranteed, and it's a brutal situation.
It is, and that's why I think when you see guys like Brandon Ayuk and all these guys fighting for their money, Trent saying, "Hey, I want more money, more guaranteed," because they know they're getting. You know, for Trent, he knows he's getting to the end. He's like, "Look, I got to strike while the iron's hot. I know I'm going to fall off this cliff soon enough. I better try to get what I can." And you see Brandon Ayuk, you know, he say, look, I'm staying out, I'm holding, I'm getting my money. You have to, as guys, do it. It's just you got to try to do it the right way, because you have to strike. Because if you don't, when you don't have it, you're not getting paid.
That's why I'm on player sides.
Getting back to Brock Purdy. So I guess the consensus is that at least the three of us in this room believe as though he should get a contract next year and that first digit should start with a 6. Is that where we're at?
I don't necessarily think that is the best way to operate, or that $60 million a year is an amount you should pay your quarterback. I'm just saying the options that they have are to say, all right, we're going to try and make you play out your final year of your contract. Brock Purdy will say, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to hold out. Or they can try and negotiate early, get him below that figure. That's an option. Or they can try and play some middle hardball, draft a quarterback, do something else, try and get someone who's middle ground and moneyball it. All fair options, but you know Brock Purdy's the best option you've had under Kyle Shanahan. Jed York has openly stated that they're going to cut him that check. And so whatever the price is, I think they're going to end up paying it, and that price is probably going to be in that ballpark, even if that figure is pretty absurd.
Yeah, I think that he's – I don't think the best way is to do 60. I think that you go in there and you tell John Lynch and then say, look, just because other teams like the Dallas Cowboys gave a guy $62 million a year, we're not going to make that mistake. Now, if you want to go to open market, hey, you know what? We're for you. I started this show off, and this is not disrespectful about Purdy, because he should be paid, and I'm not questioning that. But I started this off by saying sometimes the Niners, Shanahan and John, because of their love and discipline and commitment to the players, when they maybe shouldn't be, they overextend themselves, and now you're in a situation where you're at today because you paid some guys. You didn't have to, but we did it because we want to show that we're a good organization. Instead of saying, here's where we draw the line in the dirt. Brandon Ayuk, we think you're a hell of a receiver, top 10, top 5 receivers in the league. This is what we're willing to do. We're not going to cross that threshold because other teams may do that. That can be them. We love you. We want you here. But you have to draw your line in the dirt somewhere with these players. And that's just unfortunate, but that's the nature of the game. Players, if you don't want it, go elsewhere and get paid, because I'm about getting your money. I'm all about that. But you have a Brock Purdy that doesn't necessarily have the strongest arm, that's already been through surgery. You have to say, how do I reward you? Brock is a good guy, rewarding with the guarantee. So if it's $40 million or $45 million or $50 million a year, guaranteed for 4 years, guaranteed for 3 to 4 years, and so now his money is guaranteed. You say, we're going to reward you because you have a tendency. You could be hurt. We don't know if that elbow is going to give out. We don't know if that shoulder is going to give out. But what we're going to do, we're going to reward you by guaranteeing your money, because the Niners need more than just a quarterback. If they're going to execute this offense and stay with the same type of defense, you can't just give the quarterback all the money and say, hey, now we can win, because guess what? You didn't do it this year, and if you don't change philosophies and don't build in your trenches, what do you have? A quarterback that you still ain't going to be able to win, because you have the weapons, but you're still not winning now.
Yeah, you also become irrelevant if you don't have a quarterback that can't function. You know, the Jets tried for, the last 3-4 years to get something going with their quarterback. They couldn't solve it. Saleh gets fired. Joe Douglas gets fired. That's what happens. You know what you have in Brock Purdy, and at the very least, I think the 49ers are going to say, we have a known commodity. We're going to stick with it, even if the cost is pretty ridiculous.
The leverage, Luke was just talking to me. You want to say that again, Luke? Anyways. Leverage is a key here. Don't you think Luke, or I'm sorry, I'm all over the place. My man Lucas, I was trying to take in what it is you were saying, and Lucas was giving me instructions. It's kind of like when you're doing television and they give you an IFB. I would always tell my directors, like, when I'm talking, do not talk. Like, I can't. I'm not.
That's like a bad play caller. You keep talking, and they say, "Oh well, you want to look out for
for
the safety." You know, and it's too much for the quarterback to process.
Hutch is calling you a bad OC right now.
In fairness, you were not talking when I was talking.
But I was trying to reply to what it is that Hutch was saying.
Listen, we're all...
By the way, can you publicly now say to the room what it is that you know, as he used to say, like in third grade, whatever it is you're sharing with your friend, you can share with the rest of the class.
I was going to say, we can talk about this week, and whether it's with Brock Purdy or without, Mark Schlereth told us yesterday that it's a do-or-die game. He thinks he's going to get the best effort out of the 49ers this weekend if you wanted to pivot off of how much to pay Brock Purdy.
Well, you know, that's an interesting point, because I think this really comes down to leverage. And to me, the reason why Brandon Ayuk got paid is because he essentially said, look, if you want to go back to a Super Bowl, you know, I'm your guy. I just developed this rapport with your young quarterback. You know how instrumental I am to the success of this football team. I'm just curious, as of right now, when you look at the body of work as it relates to Brock Purdy and the 49ers and their success or the lack thereof, Jake, who has the leverage, if anybody, in this relationship when it comes to getting paid?
I think Purdy does. I think if you're going to go through it and you're going to try and find someone else and you want to try and moneyball it, whether that's Sam Darnold, who I guess has been in your system, that's a theoretical option. This is the guy that Kyle Shanahan has trusted more than any quarterback I've ever seen. I go back to a year, 2 years ago, they're doing stuff at halftime where they're having dialogues, they're having open dialogues that come from trust and come from confidence, where Brock is saying, I actually want to take a shot here. I saw something, I'm confident in it. And when he had Jimmy Garoppolo, the lack of trust, there's a disdain between both of them. There was a palpable level of these guys are frustrated with each other and they're stuck in this relationship that they both want to get out of and somehow cannot get out of. And with Brock, Kyle really does trust the way he sees the
game. Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Game. I think this is the most I've seen Brock lack vision and trust in what he sees. But a lot of that is because of the offensive line, is because of their receiving. They haven't separated. I still think Kyle Shanahan has trusted Brock Purdy more than any quarterback he's ever had with the 49ers, and that's something that Kyle is going to continue to value, even though Brock doesn't have that top-end arm talent.
I disagree, but where I disagree is, I don't think that he has the leverage anymore. He had the leverage until this year came up. He had the leverage, Brandon Ayuka. He had the leverage to the defense and became a sieve. He had the leverage when you can't stop the run. He's had the leverage, but you can't score in the red zone. He's had the leverage, but you can't stop anyone on special teams. You had the leverage where you have to put 8-9 guys in the box and you still can't stop the run. You've had the leverage. Now you don't have the leverage because your team is not relevant today. Your team does not have what it needs to have in order to win and to be a threat in the NFC as it was. The 49ers, you can say what it is. You are what you are. Is this a year, just a 1 year of regressing? And then, no, because you don't have anyone on your defensive front from last year that's playing. Not one. You have backups guys that played a little bit, but think about your whole front. No one's there. Bosa's not there right now. So you have to revamp your defensive front. You're going to have to spend some money in your trenches this year. So you pay Brock all this enormous amount of money. Now, I think he needs to be guaranteed, and it's got to be $45 million is just a start. I think it's got to stay under 55. You can't pay him. You have to make sure if you want Brock to be relevant next year and you want him to have success, you better protect him. You better get this running game going back again. You better have this Shanahan offense humming again, because right now it's showing that it can't do it because you've had Brock for the last 9-10 weeks. And what have you done?
Yeah. And you got to the Super Bowl and you weren't able to pull it off because you didn't. Listen, you had all the pieces you wanted on offense with your skill position players, and that was your identity. And then you had, in key moments, you had breakdowns. And I thought Brock was definitely more good than bad, but he wasn't. You know, like Mahomes, he didn't push you over the edge in those key moments. And I think that's a philosophical question. Does he need to be at that level to warrant a contract like that? Or does him being who he is and being a very good quarterback who fits this scheme and is on the same page with the head coach, is that good enough to warrant a contract? And I would hear both sides of it, because I understand where people are coming from on both ends. He's earned it, yes. But it's also you really tie yourself up when you pay a quarterback that much money.
Well, let me ask you this. The one knock on him and the one question we heard coming into this season is, if you lose Debo, all right, and let's just say Kittle is, Kittle's got to go. He's a salary cap casualty, although that's not going to happen. He just recently signed an extension. But as these guys get older, can he do it on his own? Can he do it without Christian McCaffrey? Can you elevate the players around you, and can you be that guy that's worthy of being a $60 million contract? Well, they've been without Christian McCaffrey because of injuries. They haven't had Kittle. Debo's been out. The defense hasn't been very good. How has he answered that proverbial question that continues to linger around Brock Purdy going forward this year in his body of work once again?
I think he has answered in a few ways. His scrambling is something that they have not had in this offense, and he has taken advantage and he's made plays. And I think there are some clutch moments. You go back through the season, he has led clutch drives. But the thing is, you don't know if you're going to trust him to be able to do that when they don't have even mediocre pieces. Like, if you're leaning, Ricky Pearsall didn't practice, and he's a rookie, and I really like him, but these are pieces that have not been in your system. You moved Juwan Jennings to a new position. So when the pieces aren't all fitting, is he elevating the offense? I mean, you look at Mahomes, he's not been great this year. He's turning the ball over a ton, but they're still winning because when they get to that final moment in the fourth quarter and they've hung around long enough, they just figure something out. Him and Travis Kelce figure something out. And you ask, can Purdy do that consistently? I don't think he's proven that, but I also think he's proven enough to say, we want this guy to be our quarterback for the long haul. You just have to get the price right.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think that he deserves and warrant of a contract. And I'm not saying you pay the guy $25 million like a backup quarterback, or that's the average, between $15 to $20 million is average what a backup quarterback gets now. Does that mean that the market is right? Does that mean, and I think, no, you're paying a backup quarterback more than you're paying
Saquon Barkley. Go ahead, man.
You already knew where I was going. Yeah. You already knew. And Derek, so I think that the market has screwed, is screwed, and it's very much flawed, and you have caused a problem, especially when it comes to the quarterback position. So you have to fix that. And if you're the 49ers, because everyone else is doing it, doesn't mean you have to do it. I can get more guaranteed money if a guy signs a $500 million contract and he's only getting 200 of it, and now I sign a $300 million contract, but I'm getting all 300 of it, I'd rather have that. So I think that there's ways that you can satisfy Brock Purdy, because Brock Purdy knows it's not about him. Spiritually, physically, mentally, that's who he is. He's a believer. This is not a guy that's going to say, I got to break the bank. He's going to say, look, I know what I need to win. Brock Purdy wants, he likes winning more than he wants money. And it's a good thing and it's a flaw. It's a good thing because he's willing to sacrifice to be able to bring in other players and do other stuff and take extension, grab more money up front, do extend it out, but just get more guaranteed money. There's a greatest quarterback of all time and done that all the time for New England Patriots to be able to compete.
Yeah, well,
Tom Brady.
I mean, we'll see how Brock handles it this offseason when they get into that. And does he still come off as the sort of humble boy who just loves his tractors and his, you know, or does he get into the nitty gritty and say, hey, I want what I'm worth, and what I'm worth is north of $55 million. I think that's going to be interesting to watch. I think this week it's also going to be interesting to watch. Does he play?
Nope.
Does he shut it down? I kind of lean that this is a rough situation to be a quarterback who's, again, had some arm trouble and is dealing with a shoulder injury in cold weather conditions. I think it's a tough ask for him to come in when you're probably going to get throttled either way by the Buffalo Bills, who might just be at least the best team in the AFC.
Well, that'd shock me if he plays.
You know what, Lowe? You surprise me because you know this better than anybody.
No, I don't.
To win the respect of your team, they know what he's doing in practice. They know what his pain threshold. They can see him making throws and what he can't. If he plays in that game, he's got the respect of everybody in that locker room, in that offensive line. And we talked about this, and you know this.
And if he doesn't?
If he doesn't, and I know you can go, I might think about you a little differently.
Well, here's the deal. When you're talking about another man's chicken, and this guy has been, when you've seen what he did his rookie year and how he outplayed that, he goes out there, he takes it, no one gave him a contract, they had an opportunity, they had to raise it just because you have to put the tender on him, but you already know what this guy's done. Brock Purdy doesn't have to prove a darn thing to anybody. What he's done and what he's shown you, it wouldn't hurt me at all. You think Trent Williams give a darn about what we think? He's laughing and cashing checks. You talk about your boy in the boat, and he's heard that bing, $800,000. That's what Trent knows who he is. You think any of these guys are going to sit and say, think Trent can't play? Because they know who the individual is. They already know who Brock has already proven to these guys in that locker room. If Brock said, I'm not playing another game, my age, whatever, guys would understand and respect him because he's done too much. If he hasn't, like you said, if he was a prima donna, he didn't do anything, it's like, they're like, dude, get out of here. Dismiss me with that. But Brock has merit not to play this in the game, in my opinion.
I think that's a fair assessment of it. I think the 49ers have leaned on
him. You can disagree with Big Low, man. I got back.
No, I think...
He has disagreed with me.
I've disagreed with you
thank
plenty.
Thank you.
And I'll continue to.
Thank you.
Because I respect you. If I didn't respect you, then I'd only agree with you on everything.
That's right. Don't try to put a wedge between us. Gosh.
Hey, my man can cook. By the way, I cut you off, so let me go ahead and finish what it is you want to say.
No, I was just going to say, I think you're right. Brock has earned a ton of respect in this locker room from what he's proven, going through some injury stuff, coming back from it, and also just executing and being able to call guys out in a way that he did, I think, his rookie year. He's calling stuff out that, you know, he's like, you didn't run this right. I think that's really impressive, and guys notice that from the jump, and just the way he's executed this offense at the level. I think it would be really tough for the locker room to stomach them not keeping him around.
We are presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. And Valvoline Instant Oil Changes, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit their expert technicians to check fluids, the pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and more. Safe holiday travel starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. BayAreaOilChange.com. NFL.com. When we continue, my man Jake Hutchinson is going to tell us how to put together a bird for Thanksgiving. I'm telling
Can't
wait. I absolutely will.
When we come back, we're also going to hear from Andre Reed. Well, that's coming up at the top of the hour, 5 o'clock. We got a guest on the guest line. First time in 4 years I've been live mic, and I'm actually going to talk to somebody that's not YouTube coconuts. We'll be back after this.